We gave Big Walt the summer off. Hanging with Big Walt was pretty regular there for a while, even a couple of episodes where Matthew and Brady Tkachuk pinch hit for their dad, Keith, who, by the way, he is the director of player recruitment. He's got the business card to prove it. Part of the Blues front office. We always give him a hard time about that. But we had taken a little bit of a break now that hockey's back, decided to start talking and hang with Big Walt again. And I forgot, you got to be ready because he told me to sharpen up at one point. I forget what I forgot in the interview, but I forgot something. But I was told to sharpen up. And that sounds like something his dad probably barked at him as a kid in Boston, if I had to guess. But we're hanging with Big Walt, talking to Blues hockey, training camp opens. And it is sort of interesting to look and see, you know, around, I guess, the hockey world, nobody's expecting much out of this team. And it was just a particular ranking, TSN, the guys from Canada who have been known to follow hockey pretty closely. They have the Blues as the 19th best team. That just seemed particularly harsh. So we talk a little bit about what the Blues still have, what they need to do to get over the hump, get back to making a deeper playoff run. Did they need to change their identity at all? What do you do with Tarasenko's situation, a guy who wanted to be traded? And it was well known, the team's boss, Doug Armstrong, said, yeah, he wants to be traded. And then when it doesn't happen, just how awkward is that? We'll get a little hockey talk with Big Walt. Maybe even mix in some Red Sox playoff thoughts, a little Cardinal playoff thoughts. All over the place with Keith Tkachuk. Hanging with Big Walt, as always, presented by B&G Tuck Pointing. They are the best in the brick. So if you have a brick home, garage, maybe it's just the chimney, if you need tuck pointing, make sure you call Rich Galati at 363-0525. That's 314-363-0525. On the web, bgtuckpointing.com. They also do foundation repair, waterproofing, all of that to make your home look its best. It's bgtuckpointing.com. They are the best in the bricks. Also, Triad Bank for a car loan, home loan, any type of loan. Make sure you're dealing with the fine folks at Triad Bank right there on Clayton Road in Frontenac. And more information at triadbanking.com. Neighborhood friendly bank. I've been saying that for a long time. Based in St. Louis since 2005. And Appliance Discounters, where they have all the great General Electric merchandise. So if it's a washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, whatever it happens to be, make sure it's General Electric and that you're getting it from Appliance Discounters. Just go to the website, theappliancediscounters.com. Go to the search engine, type in General Electric, and check out all the merchandise and the low prices. And don't forget about GE rebates. All of that under one umbrella. Appliance Discounters, they are the best when it comes to getting you appliances quickly. You don't want to wait months. Just wait days. They're able to do that because of the giant warehouse in downtown St. Louis. The Appliance Discounters, where their savings are your savings. And our good friends at Marie Davila Senior Living, Fred and Mary Kay have been running the shop there for a long time. They worked with Red Shandings for many years. Since 1960, premier senior residences in West County, corner of Weidman and Clayton Road. You can take a virtual tour at mariedavila.com. Let's do it. Let's get back to these regular visits with our buddy, the one and only Keith Tkachuk.
Big Walt, we're on the eve of hockey camps opening, Blues getting back to it, NHL teams back. I guess mostly we're looking forward to maybe like a regular year with 82 games, fans in the stands. I mean, it's been a while for this league and this sport to have like a real deal.
Yeah, it's been a tough year and a half. There's been a lot of different things, and it's still going to be a little different. But with that being said, you know, training camp is in September like it normally is. Everybody's jacked up. Everybody wants to watch hockey. Everybody wants to get back in the building. So it's an exciting time. I know all the guys are excited here. We just got back from rookie camp. So, you know, we're feeling good. We're another chance to go at it again. And just great to be back having hockey. Now we can start watching hockey on TV and being at the games and enjoying. We love to enjoy sports.
I was looking at some power rankings and, you know, what the TSN folks in Canada are saying. Do players ever look at that kind of stuff and the pundits, like what they predict for the year?
Well, I'm sure, yeah. I look at it, and I'm sure other team guys look at it. And, you know, at the end of the day, hockey, I mean, anything's up for grabs here. I mean, anything can happen. I think we've seen that in the past. Obviously, Tampa was probably the best team, but, you know, out west, you got the Vegases, who everybody expects in Colorado. You know, just getting a playoff series and anything can happen. I mean, there's so many good teams now. There's no more layups. You know, there are teams that are, you could say they don't have a chance, but, you know, you can turn it around pretty darn quickly.
Yeah, and I think with the Blues, I mean, all right, so here's the TSN rankings. This is the Blues, the 19th best team. And I know, you know, we're going to be called homers here. You work for the team. You played for them. I cover them. I don't think they're the 19th best team. I think they're better than that. And you still have your core that was a Stanley Cup winning team with O'Reilly and Shen and Perron and Bennington. If you've done it once, then it's proven you can be a cup winning goalie. I don't know. I feel like the rest of the world is sort of down on the Blues. And
yeah.
Maybe they can sneak up on people.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating, but, you know, it is what it is. It's somebody else's opinion. But we know deep down, I think, you look at the trade for Buchnevich, he's a really, really good player. I mean, you got Saad, who's been around before, to add him into the mix. And, you know, and Tarasenko's healthy. So, you know, I feel really good about the situation. We got Binnington and Nett. Parayko's back healthy. So, there's a lot of pieces, I think, that can give us a chance to win. Ryan O'Reilly, Perry, I mean, Schenner. So I feel pretty good. Fall played great last year. So, you know, yeah, we lost a few guys. We gained some experience in a guy like Saad. So we're looking forward to it. We're still big. We're still heavy. We still like to play hard. So I expect big things out of us. It's a tough Central Division. There's no question about it. But you know, a lot of teams got better than that, but I feel pretty good. We still have the guys that know how to win. They did it 3 years ago, whatever it was.
Do you think Saad, Buchnevich, these guys, do you think the idea was to get a little more, not rugged, but maybe more two-way? Like, Chief wants you, if you're going to play, you're a forward, but you're going to play defense as well. Is that, do you think that was
they're both guys who are good size and can skate and they can play both ends. And both guys can, you know, really score goals. So it's exciting time. It's coming out to the West. Saad's been out here for a little bit with Chicago over the years and Colorado last year. So I feel like he's a Blues killer, to be honest with you. So it'd be great to get him in the mix. Guys are ready to go. They're chomping at the bit to get out there, and we got some young guys coming. So it's a real good situation to be in.
I feel like I'm a hockey insider now. I'm talking about heavy games and two-way players. I know you're impressed at my flipping hockey knowledge at this
point. Yes, I am. Not bad for a JV player.
What do you think is the first, you know, with Tarasenko, Chief told me that he goes, I've been talking to him all summer, he's fine. But when a guy wants a trade and it's vocal and it's in the papers, everybody knows about it, Army's talked about it. How do you deal with that as a teammate? Do guys go up to him early on, like an O'Reilly, and say, hey, you're here, we want you here?
Yeah, that happens a lot over the league, so it's not surprising. Yeah, it was made public, but he's here, and he's a game breaker, and, you know, he showed that in the playoffs in the past, so I expect him to go out and do what he does best, and the guys want to win. They'll do whatever it takes to win, and he gives you a better chance of winning.
Is he one of those guys, if he's a little pissed off, that he plays better, do you think?
Well, he went through a couple major injuries. So I saw him the other day. He looks great. And, you know, just having him back in there, he's a threat on anywhere on the ice to score because he has such a great shot. So he's part of this history. He's been here a long time. And, you know, he wants to prove himself. And, you know, he knows he has to. And coming off an injury, he missed a lot of games. But I expect him to be right where he left off when he was healthy a couple of years back.
So, like, media types will talk all about it, you think, but players are like, it's not that big a deal.
No, it's not. It happens around the league all the time. And it just it was made public and at a tough time. So, where, you know, but no, it's the players, you know, are all on the same side. They, you know, they understand that's part of the game, but it's not going to make him play any different. Like, he's going to go out and play and help the team win.
How about your boy Robert Thomas? He gets the deal done. He's back. Need him to be healthy as well. Where does his game go? Does he need to look to score more, or how does he become an even more dominant player?
Well, first of all, he's got a great shot. He should be using it a lot more. You know, last year was a tough year.
You tell him that.
I do tell him that. To be a little more selfish, you have to shoot the puck a little bit more. Not every play is going to be a pretty play, and that's coming from Junior. Some bad habits there and there, but – the end of the day, he had a rough year physically. He was hurt quite a bit, and obviously the numbers weren't there, and just felt like he was battling uphill the whole time. But on a skill level, he's just as talented as anybody on our team. He's a great skater. He's a good kid. He wins everywhere he went, so at all levels. So he's going to be a big part of this, and I'm sure he'll get two good offensive to play with, and it's up to him to go out and control the puck. That's what he does best, and just to play a little more simple game and shoot pucks and create stuff by shooting pucks on the net in bad angles and not trying to make a fancy seam pass that tic-tac-toe. That doesn't work in this league.
And you think Kyrou continues where he left off? He was sort of a breakout star last year, certainly had a scoring touch. Can you expect more from him?
Yeah, well, no doubt. I mean, he's a speed game. He has skill, and he can shoot that puck coming off the wing. So he's got a deadly release, and, you know, he did a great job last year. This year, a lot of teams know about him, so it's not going to be – he's not going to be a secret anymore. So, you know, he's going to go out, have to go out and do those little things, you know, winning the battles, protecting pucks, and, you know, not being on the wrong side of the pucks, little stuff like that. But playing with a guy like Ryan O'Reilly will help him figure that one out pretty quickly, or Schenner.
And then Parayko's locked up. They obviously believe in him, and he dealt with injuries last year. But what's that next year for him to be an elite defenseman?
Well, he has that. I mean, the way he's a presence, I mean, he's so big, and he can skate so well for a big guy. He's powerful in his legs, and, you know, he does a great job against the stars of the West. So I'm sure there's a lot of players out West that are not happy that he's coming back. And that he's healthy, because he can shut down a lot of guys with his range, with his size, and with his speed. So, and he can really shoot the puck. You'd like to see him get, you know, give himself more opportunities offensively to get pucks on net.
Are you an empty nester yet? You're not the kids. No, so daughter's at school, college.
Yeah.
You went to actually see one of her games, right?
Yeah, it was outstanding. Went up for a game and went up for the night and flew out the next day. Went to a football game. It was exciting. It was a great college, great experience. I had a blast.
At UVA. And then the boys are what? Well, Brady's not back with his team yet.
No, Brady's skating with Brady's skating in Michigan right now with two other guys that don't have contracts, Pedersen and Quinn Hughes. So, you know, but that hopefully will get settled at some point. But Matthew's up in camp right now and ready to go. Had his testing and all that stuff today.
But I'm worried about Chantel with the empty nest. You know, that's a whole lot of big Walt around the house without the kids.
Yeah, you know what? Do your thing. I'll do my thing. We'll be all good.
How is it that we're recording this at 5:20 p.m. and we're not pounding Manhattans? This would be a lot more interesting podcast if we were, like, sitting up at the bar hammered right now.
No, I'm taking a break for a few days.
Hey, we didn't see you at the Jamie Rivers roast. You were out of town. I think you were with your daughter that weekend. But would there ever be a big Walt roast? What would it take to get that done?
Oh, boy. It'll never happen.
Do they go around every year and ask certain alumni, hey, you want
to? They asked me a few years ago, and I said, not a chance.
I think it'd be great. And Chantel would probably get up there and do it, too. Roast you. Yeah. Boys would do it.
Oh, you can have so many guys that can line up and have stories on me. That's great, especially you.
All right, so there's zero chance. I guess my takeaway here is it's not happening.
Yeah, not happening.
All right, did we wrap up the Vegas weekend, or did I do that with the boys? I forget.
Yeah, we wrapped it up. That was a while ago, buddy. Sharpen up.
Well, sharpen up. I can't remember where I hadn't talked to you in a while, and I know the boys pinch hit a couple of times. So I didn't ask Matthew about getting traded to the Blues. I was on my good behavior.
Good.
I did sit in Big Walt's chair, which apparently can lead to a death wish at some point. But hey, well, I'm looking forward to talking to hockey. Oh, by the way, Hitch is going to come back. I don't know, in a consulting role.
Yeah.
And you never played with Hitch, but he's a really interesting guy to talk hockey with.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's got a great brain for the game. I mean, I know Craig Berube thinks the world of him, you know, really had a great connection with him and still leans on him quite a bit for info, because any little bit can help. So I think that'll be a good thing.
And the director of player recruitment, if Saad plays well or Buchnevich, I'm going to say that falls right at the feet of the director of player recruitment.
Oh, you're funny, Martin. You're funny.
All right, buddy. Hey, great talk. And maybe next one we'll preview the baseball playoffs with your Sox. It looks like probably hosting the Wild.
Hey, how about the Cards? What a roll they're on. Holy moly.
It is a reminder. And like all summer, you can like hate your team, love your team. And it doesn't really mean anything until like late in the year. Because you can, like 2 months ago, you would have traded for the Padres season in a heartbeat. And now they're in a free fall. The Sox were dead. And then they came back. Like that whole AL East. It really depends on the week, like who's the hot team. The Yankees were dead, and then they came back. But the Cardinals Cardinals have proven that. Like,
yeah. Well, how many games are left?
Well, as we sit here today, the Cardinals still have 6 home games and 6 road games. So they have 12. Some teams have less, about 10 or 12, depending on the team. And then it's
what do you got to do? Just win like 8 of them, 7 of them.
Cardinals, I think, honestly, they could probably almost go 500.
Yeah.
They almost
it's
could.
A little tight. It's a little tighter in the AL East.
The AL is, yeah, the Sox, Blue Jays, and Yankees. Those yeah, three.
You have a bad homestand or whatever, bad 3-game series, you're done. Like, you're right. Done.
So that
I,
thing,
I think the Red Sox play the Yankees next weekend, right?
That's how the F do I know the Red Sox schedule?
I saw it on ESPN when I was watching some on ESPN. Okay.
I'm counting on you to know the Red Sox. I know the Cardinals schedule. Now it's always people think the media is just a bunch of jerks. And
so
I
get they'll play the Dodgers or the Giants, right?
Yep. Correct? Yep. 1-game wild card. It'd be 2 weeks from today as we're taping this. 2 weeks from today on a Wednesday. At this point, it's LA. Could still be the Giants. And
well, when do they determine who gets the home field?
Well, the better record. So the Dodgers.
Oh, it is. Okay.
So whoever the top wild card is with the better record hosts it. And if the Cardinals get in, that's kind of daunting to say 1 game in LA to beat Scherzer. That's going to be kind of nasty.
Well, hey, the Cardinals always find a way, buddy.
That's it. I told Matt Holliday last week, I said there's a thing called Cardinal Devil Magic or something. He goes, "What's that?" And I go, "Well, the rest of the country hates the Cardinals." And he said, "Why?" I said, "Because they're always in the playoffs." Yeah. And that they think that the Cardinals always get lucky or find a way. And I said, "It's kind of true." And he goes, "No, it's not. It's just a well-run organization." I said, "No, but they also get kind of lucky. It is true."
Yeah.
And then I realized he was bigger than me, and I stopped arguing. I let it go. All right, next time, buddy, we'll do a little baseball breakdown.
Oh, it was a pleasure talking to you.
I will sharpen up, okay?
What the hell are you doing?
What?
I just lost you for a second. All right, buddy.
Okay. Next time, I said next time I promise to sharpen up, okay? Great talk.
You have to be. Stop wearing those JV hats, all right, buddy?
Great talk.
See ya, bud.
Yeah, that one was over Zoom. We got to get back over to Big Walt's house, and maybe I'm not welcome anymore since I sat in Big Walt's chair. That was more Matthew and Brady just trying to stoke, kind of tick off Dad. Take a little photo and tick him off. But looking forward to doing more regular visits with Walt as the Blue season begins. Boy, they don't mess around. Training camp opens, and 2 nights later, they're playing a preseason exhibition game. And the regular season opens October 16th. The Blues will open on the road, taking on the Colorado Avalanche, a team they're going to see a lot of this season. Big division rival in Colorado. Thanks for checking out Hanging with Big Walt. You can get all of the Kilcoin conversations at iTunes, Spotify, and also at Dan McLaughlin's website, scoopswithdannymac.com. Appreciate you checking us out. And don't forget to support the sponsors. That's what I want to say. It's that important. I had to pause and think about it. Marie Davila Senior Living virtual tours at mariedavila.com. Just great folks who've been around since 1960. Marie Davila Senior Living. Triad Bank, and I keep talking about that. Second location will be opening soon on Olive, right by the TGI Fridays out there. So more folks will be seeing Triad Bank and finding out what they are all about. You can find them on the web at triadbanking.com for all of your banking needs, especially business owners looking to do more business. Talk to the folks, Jim Regna, the CEO, anybody on the team, about how they can help you do more business. Appliance discounters, so many different area locations. Easiest thing to do. Go on the web, theappliancediscounters.com. So much merchandise, all available quickly. Instead of waiting months, you only have to wait days. That's what they're all about at Appliance Discounters. And B&G Tuck Pointing, boy, they love their hockey. Rich Galati and his daughters, Bella and Gabrielle, they'll travel all over to see the Blues play. So I know they're excited to have Blues hockey back in the mix. VGTuckPointing.com. You can see some of the work they've done around town or get a free estimate by calling 363-0525. That's 314-363-0525. Rich Galati, the owner. Find out why they are the best in the bricks for all of your tuck pointing needs. I'm Martin Kilquin. We'll talk to you again soon.